W.
Yeah, sure. Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday. May 21st. I'm just happy looking out the window and it's not raining. Scott Nicholson in Richland Wilkin Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Our monthly visit. Yes. Tired of the rain yet? Everybody walk in here said, yeah. I've had it.
Yeah, I could use a little sunshine. I was glad to get the rain,
yeah.
You know, but yeah, I could use a little sunshine now.
All right. We are talking today. We're going to start talking about grants.
We'll start out talking about grants.
That's what you guys do. Tell us about this.
Yep. So last month I mentioned that we were in the middle of our grant process, mm-hmm. and that applications were being accepted. And of course that process closed at the end of April. The Richland Wilkin Community Foundation Advisory Committee met a week ago, and we made a decision on those applications. So we got about 14 applications totaling just under $54,000.
Wow.
Yeah, really good projects. Wish we could fund all of them, of course. I mean, wish money wasn't an object, but we were able to approve just under $36,000 for our spring grant process.
Good deal.
So we're going to support some really nice local projects. We'll have a full press release coming out, so watch the Daily News for that and so forth. But, you know, continuing to fund things like we have, such as Headwaters Music Festival, such as, let me just look here quick. We're funding things like Poetry Slams, Red Door Art Gallery. We're funding an arts festival. Just kind of a real wide variety, everything from arts and amenities to, kinship. I mean, yeah. one of our regular biggest, grantees, if you will, great mentoring program, the evidence of mentoring programs and prevention and how, a dollar spent there saves $7 to $10 on the other end of that spectrum.
Right.
So really proud to make these decisions. Healthy discussion made by the group. So just really proud of the work that this advisory committee does for Richland Wilkin and also proud of the grantee network and the projects that they bring to us to review. So
does it ever get daunting for you guys too? Because we've talked about this a lot with a lot of people, just here in the two communities. There is so much going on. I mean, does it ever do you ever look at it and go, man, this is crazy?
Yeah, there's an element of frustration there when you look at some of these applications. And like I said earlier, we'd love to fund them all.
Right, but it's a finite thing.
Yeah, there is a finite amount of funds available. And if anything, I guess that kind of drives the committee to continue the work to to raise the funds on the other side, because the larger we grow this thing, the bigger our endowment gets, the more dollars we get to allocate to these grantees in the future. And so it's really rewarding to know how much good is being done out there. It is a little bit of a, I don't know if frustration is the right word, but that's the only thing coming to my head right now. But in that discussion,
yeah.
It's the frustrating part is I wish we could just fund everybody.
Sure.
There gets to be some discussion sometimes about who should we fund and at what level. And the hard thing is, you're arguing or discussing, debating, whatever you want to say, two different, very valid applications.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be wrong, funding either one. But so that's where the frustration comes, is just like, I wish we could do more. Wish we had, an infinite amount of money and that would make things a little easier. But
is the criteria set, or do you have some wiggle room, or are there any variables?
It's interesting you bring that up. It's not 100% set in stone. Mm-hmm. We don't have a 1500 page policy manual right. that we read through.
Yeah.
We have some guidelines that are kind of there to keep us, on the road, so to speak.
You'd have to.
Yeah. Yeah. But, obviously with Richland Wilkin Community Foundation, it's got to be something happening in Richland and Wilkin counties.
Absolutely.
We typically will not fund something outside of those areas unless there is a definite you know, impact back in Richland and Wilkin County. So that's kind of the only real main guideline that we live by. We will do operations for, you know, in some cases, but we also really like to do capital expenditures for, you know, expansion of programs or buying equipment or you know, or building, you know, a ball field or something.
Oh, you guys are great with that. Yeah. You really are.
So, you know, that too can kind of be a source of contention with the group is where do we, you know, what do we as a group look at for our priorities? What, you know, what do we want to fund something operationally or do we want to build something, you know, that'll be there for, you know, for a potentially long period of time.
A lot of moving parts. Let's talk. You're going to tee us off here.
Well, the other thing that we're busy with, our golf scramble's coming up in July. Mm-hmm. And for those regular listeners, stay tuned in June. I'm hoping to bring some guests with me and have some folks come in June and talk about the golf scramble. We're ramping up our efforts on the Power of 100. Hopefully, I'll be able to get some marketing materials approved and finalized and kind of out on social media here early June. I'm hoping to get that stuff out. But kind of the big next announcement, and this is probably brand new news for a lot of the listeners, the Richland-Wilkin Community Foundation is a component fund of the North Dakota Community Foundation. So that's who my actual employer is. That's where I get my paycheck from. And, mm-hmm. and as a statewide organization, we're based out of Bismarck. But the statewide organization has made a significant investment in the southeast corner of the state.
Like that.
Yep. And so in June, I will be moving into a new lease space a lot closer to the station here. So I will only have to walk a block or two.
I'm loving this.
Yeah. So 715 Dakota Avenue is we'll be located right between Verizon and Hornstein Chiropractic.
Perfect.
Yeah, we're about 90% of the way through the renovation. We've torn down the old walls and stuff inside that space and healed the scars and painted, and now we're waiting on flooring and furnishings and so forth.
But you excited for that?
I'm excited. It'll be nice to have my own location. We've been renting from Bremer Bank in Breckenridge, and they've been wonderful. Great organization, very generous on the rental contract with us, and it's worked really, really, really well. But it will be nice to have our own space. We won't have to interfere with banking operations on those days when I'm bringing, you know, a dozen committee members in for a meeting at 8 o'clock in the morning. And it'll just be, you know, I think it'll be nice to have some frontage. I think there's a lot of people out there who really don't know yet who we are and what we do, and this will help kind of solidify, you know, that investment the North Dakota Community Foundation is making in this corner of the state, and so I'm really excited to have that new base of operations coming soon.
They must like the work you're doing.
I think so.
Yeah, absolutely. They're investing in you too, my friend. So.
I think so. If not, I'm setting the table for the next person. They'll have a really nice space to work from.
Man, Scott, that is great news. And you'll be in maybe with some guests.
I'm hoping so. Yeah, it depends on their schedules. These guys, you know, they don't have a calendar like I do so much. It's more. It's what are the acres telling us? What can we do today?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. If I can get those guests to come in with me and talk about the golf scramble in June, I hope to bring them with.
Scott Nicholson, great to have you in.
Hey, thank you, Bill.
Our monthly chat, Richland-Wilkin Foundation. It's 9:16 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.